These parables that Jesus gives in this gospel text follow upon metaphors, you might say, about the birds in the sky and the lilies in the field. You know, that God takes care of them, and they don't plan, they don't spin, they don't connive. They just trust, and God provides their every need. Well, it's kind of a simplistic way of looking at it. You know, we know that we have to plan and we have to take care of ourselves. It's not the responsibility of the community to take care of me. I have to take care of myself too. And so it's a kind of a balance, isn't there? There's a balance between my trusting in God's providence and my willingness to take care of myself. But ultimately, what Jesus is saying here, I think, is that the gift of life, everything we receive, everything we are, is a gift from God. It's not something that we're responsible for. We didn't produce ourselves. Our life is a gift. And the genetic makeup that we have, the intelligence that we have, the skills that we have, the gifts, they all come from our parents and our grandparents and on back. And, you know, life is this amazing mystery of giftedness. And if I can accept that so that I'm not planning on creating myself, but allowing myself to be fashioned by God, then there's a certain freedom about that and a sense of generosity that I can never get any other way. We're not talking about generosity that comes out of a sense of duty or obligation. We're talking about a generosity that comes out of the natural, spontaneous sharing of what I have received. If I can meet God in that gift and return of the gift, that really forms me as a member of the body of Christ. So the first thing is that I have to accept my own giftedness. And then, because I don't own it, because I cannot take credit for it, then I don't have to protect it. I don't have to guard it or hoard it. I can let it slip through my fingers. I can give it away. And that kind of generosity is the kind of living that Jesus exemplifies in his own life, but this is what he's leading us into. But he knows that it's not an easy journey. He knows that it has to grow by increments. And so He tells his disciples, this parable is meant for you and really for everyone, but not everyone is able to accept it at this time. You know, we get more and more ready for such a reality in our lives, a deepening of our love relationship with God. And so for those who are willing to accept it, they can grow in that. But it's kind of like a thief in the night. You never know when he's going to come or when the bridegroom is going to return from the wedding feast, and are you going to be prepared? So how do you get prepared? Just by constantly being vigilant, by opening yourself to this all the time. And I think through daily prayer. Daily prayer is often not all that rewarding. It kind of has to be a discipline. But if you stick to it, then when the Lord comes in those rare moments of giftedness, you open the door and he comes in. You're prepared for him. And so that preparation has to do with vigilance. It has to do with our willingness to grow ever more deeply in love with Christ, and so that our doors may be opened wider and wider, so that when he comes, we may receive him. Now, there's an irony here that Jesus points out. He says, I tell you, he will seat them at table and wait on them. You know, the bridegroom is not necessarily returning from a wedding feast. He's bringing the wedding feast with him. When we celebrate the Mass, we're celebrating the wedding feast of the Lamb, that future and eternal, glorious liturgical event in heaven. And it's being brought back from that future kingdom to our now. So the bridegroom is bringing the wedding feast with him, and he's going to serve us at table. The host here at Mass is Christ. Sometimes we think we're hosting him. It's the other way around. He's hosting us. This memorial of his complete self-offering on the cross is his gift to us. And so, blown away by that gift, once we recognize it, then we leave from here and visit that gift on other people. And so it builds the kingdom. It builds the body of Christ. But there's a certain responsibility to that too. It's not just gift. With gift comes a certain responsibility. And if you know that, you're responsible even more. For those who are ignorant, who don't know it, I'm sorry to ruin it for you, because I'm telling you now, so now you're responsible. But that's what the gospel is, isn't it? The gospel is telling us. So we've known for most of our lives. We know what our responsibility is. So we would be beaten more severely because we know, rather than somebody who's ignorant. Is that a burden? Actually, it's not. That in itself makes us freer, because we get more and more filled with joy, because this brings deep satisfaction and pleasure to ourselves too. This, again, this is not drudgery. This is gift measured upon gift, response measured upon response, and it just grows deeper and more lovely as life goes on. And we've all lived long enough to experience that. We know that this is not just discipline. We also know that this is pure joy.